how this sounded in the past. When I first heard the album, I was a little bit surprised at how rough your voice sounded. Was it a conscious decision for you to maybe get more feel back into the voice rather than...
It was him working me, mate. No, it was great to have a partner, an absolute partner, with not be accommodating at least four or five other personalities. It was much easier to work with Jimmy than maybe the last 10 years of people I've worked with, because I was always trying to accommodate arrangements or structures or whatever in the music to give everybody a crack, you know. And by the time it came to my end, I was usually too knackered to do the kind of job I wanted to. But I've always looked at albums as just the sketches for live shows more than anything. And this time it was great just having such a support system as him, so I could just literally get on with my job.
Thank you. Tim Oakes, Seven Sounds, Chilton Network. What was the predicted timescale when you started off working on the album, and how long was it in the can after you'd finished it?
There was no predicted timescale as such, apart from what we were setting on it ourselves. I mean, we were just, as I said earlier on, we were just writing and writing and writing, everything and anything that we came up with, we were, you know, pushing onwards and coming back and reevaluating and finessing, so to speak. And it was at a point when we felt we had enough material to, you know, to go in and actually